Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome back
to the girls' bathroom. It is episode five.
And we have some exciting news, which we have to throw at you right now before we get into this. This is serious.
We are officially halfway through the first season of the girls' bathroom.
That is crazy.
So because we're halfway through, it's a little surprise.
Don't get too excited. I don't want to get all these hopes
up right now. This is really exciting.
It's really exciting. And it's a one-off. Well, it might not be a one.
I'm going to hit you. So we have something really, really exciting and fun coming. For one night only.
At the Nottingham Playhouse.
So we are going to be doing a live show of the girls' bathroom in Nottingham, in our hometown. At the Nottingham Playhouse.
It's a lovely little theatre.
So it's just going to be like a live podcast. Going to be some other bits going on as well. Just because when we've been doing these episodes, we've been thinking it would be so nice if we were like face to face and like more people could get
involved. And the thing is, like, with like just like meet and greets, it's like it's boring for you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not, all you're getting out of it is seeing us, and that's shit.
I know, so but this like, is going to be like a whole show.
This is more.
Like 2 hours long. Like, we're so excited for it. So, right, here's the details. Everything will also be on the Girls' Bathroom Instagram.
If you want any details to ask us any questions, go there.
But here's just some quick bullet points. So the live show is on Saturday, the 19th of October. So it's a Saturday night. So yeah, it's quite a way away. But with these things, you have to do them really far in advance. So yeah, it's not till October, but something to look forward to.
It's a while away.
Going back to school in September, you can have this to look forward to.
Oh my God, like summer's over.
So it's going to be at the Nottingham Playhouse. Tickets go on sale next week. So they go on sale Monday the 17th of June at 10 a.m. And the only place you can get tickets is Nottingham Playhouse website. But that will all be linked on the Girls' Bathroom Instagram.
You can Google that as well. Nottingham Playhouse.
Literally. So, yeah, that's basically it.
Exciting!
So we are so excited. So it's going to be a live show of the podcast. And
hopefully we'll see you there. And we hope it's good.
We're so nervous. This is going to be crazy.
I actually don't know how.
We don't know how it's going to go. But please
I don't know how I'm going to sit there and talk on a fucking stage.
And like hold a crowd.
Oh, for God. Hold a crowd.
How are we going to do
that? We've held like little mini crowds before.
Of like,
not
what?
Of 20
people.
I don't know.
But please come. We're so excited. So it's going to be Saturday the 19th of October and tickets go on sale on the 17th of June at 10 a.m. So please come.
Thank you. Bye.
But now we've done with that, let's get into the episode.
Onwards.
Episode 5, bitches.
Woo.
When you are under the weather, getting caught in the storm.
Hello
everybody.
That was so loud in my ears.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hoddy.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom.
How are we all today on this fine Wednesday?
Yeah, it's always a Wednesday on the girls' bathroom. Wednesday, oh, we're not in pink. Oh my God, that could have been a thing.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe next time we'll try
and be
in pink.
That would
be so fun. Anyway, so it's episode 5. We are back. But it's time for boy talk.
Boys, boys, boys.
It's been a while since we've talked about the species.
It's been a while. It's been a while. The species.
The good old species.
The males.
How do we
feel about the males?
How are we feeling about the males this week? We've had good experiences this week, bad experiences this week.
Because, you know, you're probably, some of you might be really in, you know.
Some of you could have, yeah. We don't know what's going on in your lives.
We don't know.
Okay, so before we get into it, we're going to start with our shout out.
Yes, we are. Our favourite Instagrammer of the week.
And this week it goes to...
Drum roll, please.
So today we are going to give it to Tia Lineker, which is a girl we absolutely love.
Now, number one, every single thing she wears, like, I'm like, wow.
It's incredible.
Amazing. Gasp. And she is the nicest girl in person.
Like, we met her when we were in LA and she's genuinely, like so
she
nice.
She is so sweet. And her boyfriend was so nice
so
as well.
So sweet.
They were, like, the coolest couple.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
So you all need to go and follow her, okay? Because she's amazing. And tell her we sent you.
Tia Lineker.
We love you.
She's amazing. We love you.
Okay, now we've done that. Shall we get into it?
Let's dive deep. Oh, I'm about to dive in.
I thought that sounded quite good. It's the headphones.
I know. It's because it's a microphone. It's like compilations of James Charles singing. Because I think he thinks he can sing. So he's like,
it's the headphones and the microphone make you sound good. Okay, right. Let's get into it. Enough chit chat.
Wait, but we always used to say that, you know what? We could be opera singers if we wanted to.
Like, I feel like anyone can sing opera.
Literally.
Like, anyone can.
That was so easy. Like, anyone can do it.
Okay, right.
Sorry about that.
Get into it. So this girl's little tagline is urgent help.
Urgent.
Capitals. So
right.
This girl needs some issues. Okay, so hi Sferencinzia.
Hi.
I've been at university for a year now, and in the first few weeks, I seen this lad I really fancied. I really fancied him. He's a few years older, late 20s, but the major issue is he is one of my university lecturers.
Oh my god, I love this.
This is like PLT.
Oh,
I mean, not
Aria.
PLT. Pretty Little Liars. Aria and Ezra.
Fuck.
Mr. Fitz!
Oh my god. That because he was like a fit teacher.
Yeah, that was a scandalous. But she was 16. Like, that was weird when you look back and
watch
it.
Because looking at her, like, she was, like, in real life, she was like 20.
Yeah. Like, but in the thing, she's like in high school.
When you actually thought about it, and he was like old.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Ew.
Okay, anyway, so he's late 20s, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
While I was out with friends the other week, I was browsing Tinder and I found
him. Browsing, like you're shopping.
I found him. We matched and started chatting. We have been talking for a few weeks. So this is where it gets a bit sticky. He knows I live in the area, but doesn't know I'm at the university, especially not in his class.
So this man is her lecturer. He does not know that she is a student.
Let alone a student of his.
Fuck.
Okay.
But
so
surely,
then she's saying...
Wait, doesn't he have like lists of all his students?
I don't really think he's going to know that off the top of his head.
It's different at uni, isn't it?
It's different.
More.
It's not as personal as like a school teacher.
Yeah.
So they matched on Tinder. So he obviously liked her as well.
God.
We matched and started chatting. We've been talking for a few weeks, but I've stopped going to his lecture and now I don't know what to do. Am I messing up my education? I really like him, but he would not date a student, I'm pretty sure. What should I do? He wants to meet for a drink so soon, so I need advice fast.
Right.
Side note, I haven't told my friends because they are in the class too and would think I was mad.
Oh my God. Right. The thing is... If you go on the date and you pretend like you aren't in his class and just act like you're a normal girl who's not his student, then if it gets any deeper, then eventually when this comes out, it's going to be a massive scandal.
Like, this is always going to be an issue, whether it's...
Yeah. Like, you, I'm sorry, but you cannot keep this a secret. Because
you could be literally 10 dates down the line and be like, oh, BT dubs, I'm your student.
Oh my God.
Can you mark my homework?
But the thing is, like, 10 dates down the line.
Can you give me some help with the essay that you assigned last week?
Or can you just, like, pass me with first honours?
Oh my God.
Actually, maybe that could be quite handy for you. I think just stick at it.
So, yeah, I think you need to just look. I guess it's like you want what you can't have. And he's like this fit guy that's like older. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, be realistic. And this is just going to get too messy. Like, it's not cool. Like, he's not going to want to go out with it. Like, he doesn't want to go out with a student. Like, you shouldn't really be lying that you are a student, that you're not a student.
Thing is, talk to him. Just be like, look, you've not met up yet, right?
I would just cut it off.
I think tell him. But if she likes him.
Yeah.
You know, because he might be like, you know, I mean, are lecturers allowed to date their students?
I imagine no.
There can be young lecturers.
No, because think about, mind you, think about Ross in Friends. He was going out with his student, but was that a secret?
Oh, it was a secret. Or did they know?
I don't feel like it's allowed.
No, I don't think it's allowed.
I don't think it is allowed.
Regardless of the age.
Regardless, yeah, I don't think it's allowed.
Well, because it's like, even in offices, like when, I just found this out recently. When there's like office relationships.
Yeah, you have to declare it.
You have to declare it.
Yeah.
So if it's like a secret relationship, it's like a scandal. It's like you need to declare this relationship to HR.
Yeah, you do.
Wasn't that
on The Office that we watched?
It might have been.
That was on a TV show.
Yeah. Oh my God. What's his name?
It's true. Like in a lot of workplaces.
You actually do though, don't you? It's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in a lot of the contracts, it can be like no relationships with other employees.
No frolicking with colleagues.
Yeah. So I think you just need to cut it off. Look, it's going to get messy. Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
It's not worth the effort.
And the thing is, not that you should think what other people think at all. But like all the, you know, when everyone finds out.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's just going to cause a lot of drama. You're young. Like, you don't need it. Like, there's plenty of other people out there.
A cute boy in the lecture.
I know.
You know? But the issue
is... on the other side of the desk.
But the issue is now, she can't ever go to his lecture.
Well, of course she can. She can just be like, fuck it, I'm going in. And then what's he going to say? I matched on Tinder with you.
Yeah,
he's going to be like, shit, there's that girl.
Yeah.
So he's not going to stand up in front of the class and say, oh, hi, babe.
Hi.
So if anything, if you're... going, you can just like, I'm here to learn. Like, or just sit at the back. I'm sure he won't see you.
Yeah, they're like big theatres, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've answered that next one. Good luck with that, sis.
Now, this one is titled Dilemma. Hi, girlies.
Hi.
I know you deal with boy drama, but I have something quite difficult here that I would want your opinions on. I recently realised I'm bisexual because of one of my girl friends. So one of her friends who's a girl.
Yep.
Let's call her Ellie. Oh, I like this. She's really listing this out for us. Mm. I couldn't stop thinking about her when I was dating my ex-boyfriend, and now it's been over 6 months, and I think I could be falling in love with her.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, I don't think she feels the same, but I still can't help but think she could. Brackets, I keep clinging on to small signs.
Okay.
I don't want to lose her as a friend because I still love being around her, but I don't want to stay this way forever. I was wondering if you had any advice whether I should try to move on, tell her, etc., and how you guys would react if one of your closest friends confessed feelings. Looking forward to hearing your podcast, lovelies.
Ooh.
Right, do you know what I watched recently?
What?
Does anyone know Denzel Dion?
Yeah, Denzel.
He did a prank on Ricky.
Oh my God.
And it was actually from a while ago. It made me howl. Ricky pranked Denzel.
Right.
And Ricky was like, I've fallen in love with you. Like, the camera was set up and he was like, I just...
What, to Denzel?
Yeah, to Denzel. Wait, he was like, I need to just tell you something. Like, I'm falling in love with you. Like, I love you. Like, and Denzel was like, stop it. And then Denzel was like, I don't like you. Like,
oh,
he was being so nasty about it.
He was actually like,
I don't like you. Get over it.
Oh my God.
And it was the way he said it. It was so funny.
Oh my goodness.
And then Ricky was like, oh my God, like, how can you say this? Like, playing along. Sal was just like, he was having none of it. He was like, get over it.
Oh my
like,
God.
Literally, he had no sympathy. And then he was when he first said it, he was like, everyone loves me, sweetie. Like, everyone needs to go watch that.
Oh my God.
Not that how this is going
to
go.
No, that's not relating to that.
But.
Okay, I think this is really exciting.
I think it's exciting that you've figured out your sexual orientation.
Me too.
You know?
Okay, what should
and that
she do?
You want to experiment and do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of want to go for it with this girl.
I mean, I think the fact that you're saying that, like, it sounds like you want to tell her because you're saying
I think you need to.
Yeah. Because I think that would be quite hard to keep.
Because at the end of the day, oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, you know, you say that you're clinging on to these small signs, but these signs might actually be signs.
Yeah.
And you might just be like in denial and shoving them to the back of your head, like, no, they're just small, silly signs.
Yes,
like, I'm being silly.
Because at the end of the day, she's either going to say, I've been kind of feeling this as well.
Like,
or she's going to say,
there's a chance.
Babe, I'm not, you know, I'm
like,
straight.
I love you as a friend. She's going to be nice about it.
Like, I highly, if this is one of your friends, I highly doubt that she's going to be like, ew, get away from me. Get over it.
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God.
You know?
Like, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think she's going to be like, I think you're going to get a great response no matter what she says.
I think she's going to be understanding. And honestly, I think...
I'm excited for you.
I think that could be a possibility that,
me
you know,
too.
She's into it as well. Because also, it's quite hard to fall in love with someone when they... Because surely this girl's giving you something to fall in love with. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, she must be giving you some flirty vibe.
Yeah.
Because you don't just you don't just, like, you know, fall for someone who's giving you nothing.
Yeah.
How can that
possibly
happen?
Yeah, exactly. It's very hard to fall in love with someone.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, because you're saying you're falling in love. Like, liking, fine.
Yeah.
But you're saying you're falling in love with this girl.
Yeah. Like, this is serious.
Be some sort
of spark. I think you've got to tell her.
Yeah.
Spark.
Yeah.
Spark. Harry Potter.
That reminded me.
Yeah, I think you need to go for it. Yeah. I'm excited for you.
Go for it.
Woo!
And I hope Ellie likes you back.
Me too. Sure, well, please let us know if Ellie likes you back.
Please, like, please email us back.
Okay, so.
Moving
next
on.
Next one. Hey. I've been with my boyfriend for about 7 months now, and he is honestly so kind and amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
However, he kind of gets me angry over one thing, and I don't know whether to feel bad about
it
or not.
This is a big thing.
Basically, well, it's not a big thing for some people.
To me.
Yeah. Basically, his thing is he's doing drugs.
Right.
Whilst I'm not totally against them, I can't help but get mad and sad about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes he will choose to go out with his friends to do them over spending time with me.
Mm.
He will smoke weed 3 times a week at least and do a more hardcore drug like 1 or 2 times a month. I almost feel like if he's still doing this in a few months, I don't feel comfortable being with him.
Yeah.
I'm constantly worrying about him as I've only seen the bad side of drugs. Yeah. Am I overreacting? What should I do?
You're definitely not overreacting at all.
Not at all.
Because the thing is, like, weed, you know, I understand why people smoke weed. Like, it relaxes anxiety, etc.
I think
the hardcore drugs.
I think this is all, like, personal preference, and
but also, like, it's serious. Like, in, you know, two years' time, he could be a crack addict.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Like, if you're the type of person, if you are like for me, for example, I'm like, and so is Chintzy, like, so anti drug, like the most extreme, just so anti. Like, I think it's disgusting.
Like, why?
So, like, for me, for example, I could never, ever, ever be with someone who is like a drug user. But if you're
regularly,
you know, like, no, not at all. I think I don't like it at all.
I don't like it.
If someone said that to me, I'd be like, nope. I'd be like, okay, that's that done.
But like a few times a month, I think that's a lot.
Yeah, no. So I definitely don't think you're overreacting.
No.
In terms of what you should do, I think say to your boyfriend, like, look, this is making me really uncomfortable. I'm really not happy with this.
I just don't approve of it. Tell him that it makes you worry about him.
And also,
And just list all the reasons why it's causing you anxiety and, you know, making you worried and just not, like, you're not happy with him doing it. And so you need to tell him. And the thing is most of his mates, clearly his mates are doing it as well.
Well, yeah, because that's who he's going out with.
That's who he's going out with. So the issue is that he's going to be like, but my mates do it, like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it when I'm with my mates.
If you, like, stress this, because you're
you
sort,
need to.
Because you said to us, like, I'm not totally against them.
Yeah.
So if he thinks, like, oh, my girlfriend's fine with it, like, she's fine with it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you actually sit him down and say, this is a major, like, deal breaker for me.
Say yeah, I used to, you know, kind of think it's okay for now.
But now that you're doing it regularly.
Yeah, tell him it's become an issue in your mind. And
then as long as he knows, if you really express to him, this is like a big issue.
I will end it. Yeah. Because, I mean, so
let him know the severity of how you feel about it.
Like, are you meant to raise children around fucking drugs?
I know. So I think, express how you feel.
Yeah. And then
see how what he does with that. If he continues to do it, then maybe be like, look, let's leave it now. Like, we're gonna have to end it because our lifestyles are clashing. Yeah. Like, you don't need that. Okay, you're young. Like, you don't need to be settling at this age.
And you don't need to be worrying about.
If you were 50, you think maybe I'll stick with it. I'll settle. But like, I'm guessing you're like 19. So
20s.
Why on earth would you settle for someone who's not ticking like every box? Like, what's the point? You may as well just be single.
And the thing is, if after you've spoke to him, he still goes and does it, then you've got to follow through with your word.
Yeah.
If you don't follow through with your word of leaving him, then he'll be like, I've got this pushover girl.
Exactly.
She's going to stay with me. I can do whatever I want and she's not going to leave me.
Or he's going to be like, I didn't realise how seriously you felt about it.
Yeah.
That's me, sort of done, I guess.
I love you more than I love the drugs.
Literally, like come on, please.
Like, hopefully that's what he says and he's like, I will stop for you. Like, I mean, alcohol is enough, people.
Alcohol is enough if you're over the age of 18.
If you're over the age of 18, a little. Or if you're in America over the age of 21. Hi, girls. I've been with my boyfriend since I was 15. I'm 21 now. So that's 6 years.
Congratulations.
You've literally grown up with him. I think that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I love him and can picture a good future together, apart from the fact that I hate his family and they hate me. Do you think we could ever have a healthy relationship? Love you. Love you too.
Mm.
Now, she's not giving us juicy details.
We don't have, but that's fine.
Okay. So we can let our imaginations run wild.
Again, I think this totally depends on you and how involved.
Like,
because...
Yeah, if you're a family person?
If you're very, family orientated, then obviously family is very important to you. So you're going to want to really get, you want your boyfriend's mum to be like your second mum, you know? Like, you want the family to feel like you're part, you want to feel a part of their family.
You want to feel comfortable in their home and comfortable sharing stuff with
them. But if you're not, family orientated, then you might be like, that's okay. Like, not everyone likes everyone. Like, I've got my boyfriend, I love
I've
him.
Got my friends.
I don't need to have this big relationship with your family. That's not necessary for me.
Yes.
So it depends how high do you hold it? How important is it to you?
And how big is this hatred? Because you've used the word hate. Why do they hate you? And why do you hate them? I want to know, is the mother-in-law just a bitch or just I want to know.
Has something happened in the past?
Yeah, there must have been some...
Was there some sort of scandal?
There must have, because it's 6 years.
I know.
That's a long time of hatred.
Of hatred.
But if it was me, I think I wouldn't want to just deal with constant negativity because it would feel it was weighing me down.
I feel like not getting along with your boyfriend's family is almost such an unnecessary stress.
Oh my God.
There are plenty of other worries that come with relationships. Yeah. Your boyfriend's family does not need to be an issue.
No. So, and if it is, oh my God, what a ball ache. I feel sorry for you.
It's too much.
Because can't they just love you? And can't you just...
But I think it can definitely work.
Yeah,
I don't think it's essential that you need to be best mates with his family.
No, absolutely not.
But if that's what I was saying before, it depends how important it is to you. Like, if you want this super close, super tight-knit relationship, then it's probably going to be an issue. But
if your own family is enough, and your boyfriend, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So what should she do?
I think, it's totally her call.
I know. She's saying...
You can either live with it or you can't. Can you see yourself living with maybe not having your children not having grandparents?
Fucking hell, we're getting deep.
It's true though, isn't it? You've got to think
that they're still going to have grandparents.
But you're not going to want to bring them round to the grandparents' house because you hate them.
Christmas dinner.
Here's granny. And you just want to stab her.
This could be too much.
Yeah. I think you should talk to your boyfriend, really, actually. If I was him, I would be really upset.
I know.
Because that's the one thing, like, you want, like, your spouse, whatever, to, like, get along so well with your family. So the
but
fact
maybe
that,
does he get along well with his family? Like,
true.
We don't
maybe
know this.
Maybe he's different from his family as
we
well.
We don't know. But I definitely think you can have a healthy relationship. I don't think that's, like, a pivotal, you know, no. thing. Is that even the right word?
Pivotal.
I'm not too sure about that. But, yeah, I think you kind of, yeah. I think, yeah, I think you'll be fine. Maybe talk to your boyfriend about it.
I think talk to your boyfriend and be like, is this an issue or is it not?
Yeah. And also, like, you are really young. You're still 21. Yeah. So just because you hate them now and they hate you, maybe in, like, 3 years, they might not.
Maybe,
you might look back on this and be like, oh, my God, remember when we used to hate each other? Wild.
Yeah. Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Okay, next one. So this girl is talking about not becoming dependent on her boyfriend.
Okay.
So I'm in my first year of uni and I've been loving it. We're now in exam season, so my normal schedule is kind of thrown off. I have got two really close girlfriends. One lives in my flat, the other lives off campus. But they're both really busy and one of them's got her own boyfriend. I'm finding it hard at the moment as I'm not a massive fan of nights out anymore. I'm bored by 12. And then during the day, my girlfriends are busy. I'll try to fill my time by gymming, revising, but I get bored really easily.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend, though, who lives 5 minutes away. We probably spend 3 or 4 nights a week together, but I'll come over late and then feel like he wants to get on with his day, so I'll leave fairly early.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave him, I instantly miss him and want to see him again. Like, I've just spent the last 2 days with him, got home this morning and cried.
Aww.
Oh, my God. If I could, I'd spend every day and night with him. However, I know he likes to spend time with his boys, which I get, and I would spend more time with my girls if I could.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared I'm becoming too reliant on him or needing too much.
Okay. I think you do not want to be with your boyfriend 24/7.
But she's not.
But I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I think it's quite easy done to become dependent on your boyfriend, especially in the early stages when, like, everything's brand new.
And you're so excited.
Everything's just fun.
Yeah.
Like, so I get at that stage where it's like, I want to spend every day with you. Like, I get that. So I definitely don't think you should be feeling like, oh, I'm the only girl in the world that feels like this.
Yeah,
like, you're definitely
you're not. Like, I can be needy all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
I think it's just natural to want, you know, constant, you know, affection and him around. But I think you're in quite a nice position with the fact that you've got two best friends.
Me too.
Who are really good friends. Yeah, you don't see them that much, but, you know, they are good friends and you are saying they're the best friends. And you've got a good boyfriend who you see 3 to 4 times a week. I think that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, that's a really healthy amount.
And then you're having breaks. He's seeing the boys.
Yeah.
You know, you get to hang out with the girls when you want.
It sounds like you've got a really, like, healthy, positive situation, but it's just you and yourself
you
that
want
wants to spend every day.
Yeah. I totally get that. So wait, how long has she been with him?
Well.
How long?
She hasn't said.
Oh.
She hasn't said.
Right. I think, look, you just need to grow a bit of independence and just grow a bit of, like, what else can I fill my time with?
Yeah.
I love my boyfriend loves me. I love him. He's off doing that. My gals are off doing that. What can I do now for me?
Yeah, because you need your own life.
You do.
And I think that's what's really important in relationships. Like, the two of you need to really have your own lives.
Yes.
Like, you need to thrive individually,
and
but
thrive
also
together.
Thrive together.
I think it's good that you've recognized recognize that you don't want to become dependent on
me
him.
Me too.
Because
you're like checking up on yourself.
You literally
like, don't
are.
Get too dependent.
Because like you could become, you could like see him 7 days a week right now.
Yes.
You know?
But, and then that will just be too much.
But you're saying you don't want that, but you want that. Do you know
she
what I mean?
Does,
like,
yeah.
You want to see him every second, but you know I can't be dependent on him.
Yeah.
So you've got yourself in a good situation.
And you sound like you're doing good. Like you're gymming, you're revising. Like
I think
that's just what you need to do. And I feel like as time goes on, you will feel less and less like you want to spend every waking minute.
I think like you need to just switch your minds to over to think positively about it. Like, oh, I had a lovely night with my boy. I had the best, instead of, you know, getting home and feeling sad after seeing him, but like, oh my God, I just had the best 2 days with him.
Yes.
That was a really lovely time. Plan when you're going to see each other next, you know, maybe, you know,
have
in
something
a few
to
days.
Look forward to.
Let plan something, have something to look forward to, and just keep it moving like
don't
that.
Don't be like, don't, what's that quote? God, I'm here with the quotes
here
already.
She goes.
Don't cry that it's over, smile that it happened.
Exactly. But like, what a lovely time that was.
Exactly.
Go home, make yourself some food.
Yeah.
Watch some YouTube
Listen
bits.
To a podcast.
Maybe listen to the girls' bathroom in your spare time.
So yeah, I think you're absolutely fine. I really do.
Yeah. Lovelies.
Hiya.
I'm honestly so, so excited for your podcast series. You girls give great advice, so I thought I'd share my boy situation with you. Thank you. I'm
Let's
glad
hear
you're
it.
Trusting us with this.
Me too.
A few months ago, I matched with a boy on Tinder.
Exciting.
We clicked instantly and exchanged socials, and you know how
socials.
It is. I love that. I'll be on
Snap. We exchanged socials.
Wait, that's such a nice way of saying
such
we,
a nice
we
thing of saying it.
Socials. You know how it is. Fast forward to now, we talk almost every day, message every day, and treat each other as though we are in a relationship. We have met loads and even done stuff.
Wow. Cheeky.
What stuff?
We've
I
even
know the details.
Done stuff.
And then full stop. It was so dramatic. He makes me so happy. Only problem is next year we are both going to uni, a fair distance apart.
Oh.
We speak openly about everything, so our communication and understanding of each other is great. We both agreed we are not ready for a relationship right now due to exams.
What?
But after A-levels, she's A-levels.
Right, okay.
But after A-levels, he said he would like to be in a relationship with me, as would I. But I don't know if this is a good idea because come a few months, we'll be miles and miles apart.
Okay, I've got it.
Barely able to see each other. Also, we will be meeting new people at uni. Is it just inevitable that I'll get my heart broken? And should I quit while I'm ahead, even though he makes me so happy?
So basically, you've essentially got this kind that you're seeing this guy.
You've both
but you're,
said.
But you both know, like, in a few months, you're going to uni and going your separate
but
ways.
But he said that after A-levels, that he wants to be in a relationship with her. But she's like, right, so we're going to be starting this new relationship apart.
Apart.
Like, you're starting a
well,
relationship
you're gonna
miles
summer,
apart.
You're going to have an amazing summer.
Oh, that's true. You
it's
have
like
an amazing
High School Musical.
Oh my.
Okay, I feel like a lot of people
totally
think...
Totally situational.
Yeah, I think a lot of people... I just said that, but I think a lot of people see it as if we're at different unis, it can't work. But
it absolutely
it can.
Work. If the commitment's there, it's going to work.
Exactly.
And the way you're saying, like, we will be meeting a lot of people at uni, but if you're committed to him and you really want him, then, you know, you shouldn't be swayed. And hopefully
I know.
He wouldn't you know,
be
by
swayed.
All these exciting new bouncy girls.
Yeah. I'm a fresher.
I'm single. Who am I going to sleep with tonight?
No. He wants to take me home.
Like, if he wants a bit of that, then...
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
But I definitely know what you mean. Like, are you just, like, setting yourself up for heartbreak?
Yeah, because you're
and
just going to fall
quite possibly,
more for him.
Like, you could be. Like, let's be real.
You could be. But the thing is, you know that, which is good.
But
you're
you
not just,
that.
Like, naively, like, I've got a boyfriend. I've got
it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing together forever.
Okay, so if this were me...
I mean, the thing is, you are being open and talking about it, and you both know what's
this
happening.
Sounds real. I think maybe just
I
like take it as it comes.
The thing is, like, you don't want to ever look back and think, "Oh God, like, what
the
if you get to
that
uni,
got away. The one." Exactly.
Like you don't want to be like, "Oh my God, I really miss Ben." You know,
and I feel
regret
like
not going for it.
I feel like I know a lot of people that have gone to uni and had this idea that it was going to be like everyone was going to be gorgeous and it was going to be this amazing thing.
Like,
when really they've sort of been like, they've not really found anyone.
You get to uni like, shit.
So
I don't fucking like it.
I think
I want to leave.
So, like, what if, for example, you didn't, you know, you ended it here and you got to uni and for like, the whole first year, you didn't see one person that you fancied.
Yeah.
And you were like, fuck, why did I end it with Chris?
Yeah, and you know? You're constantly thinking about him and you're exactly. just driving yourself insane.
But then what if there's a sexy boy that lives in your dorm?
We can't think about that. We can't.
Okay, if this were me, I think keep your walls up. Like, don't get too emotionally attached.
Keep talking about it. Like, you need to be like, look, like, talk to him and be like, this is going to be hard. Like, if we're going into this relationship, we're X amount of miles apart. How are we going to make this work and how are we going to keep it healthy? Because, and just be like, look, I don't want you to be tempted. Like, you need to, I don't want you to be tempted by all these fresher girls, these lively, you know, fresher girls. I'm picturing all these, like, little jumpy little girls.
Cheerleaders.
Like, even though it's not like that
it's
at all.
It's not like that. I think
go for it. Just go for it. But
why not? I think go for it.
Go for it. And it's all learning experience because you don't want to think what if.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah.
And if it ends, then you kind of knew that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
So
keep a barrier up, but also like give it a go.
Yeah. Why not? Go for it, girl.
Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Just keep on moving through the beat.
Okay. Next one. Hello. Wow, not a lot of people say hello.
Hello.
Usually it's hey or hi. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So, this girl's got an issue.
No.
So recently I slept with a boy that I fancied for a while.
Oh. Well,
that's
good for
amazing.
You.
Good
yeah,
for
sorry,
you.
I'm just remembering what comes.
He has suggested the idea of being friends with benefits.
Of course, yes.
I'm really unsure on what to do because I'm worried that sometime down the line I will start to like him. You already like him.
I know.
You said you fancied him for a while. And that maybe if I say yes, I'm only doing it so I can keep on seeing him.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like what it's going to be. I don't want to let go of the idea of him. And part of me wants to say yes because it could turn out to be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to get hurt if I do start to like him. What should I do?
The thing is, every girl feels like they can change a boy. Like, yeah, okay. Like, they'll think like this.
I'll change him.
Right,
I can do it.
We're going to go into this.
He's going to fall in love with me.
He's going to fall in love with me. Because who couldn't fall in love with me? Like, you're going into it, friends with benefits. Yeah, you know, you kind of like him. But, like, he's going to fall for me. It's fine. Like, we're going to end up in
end
a relationship.
Together.
And it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, you can't think like this. Like, you like him. This boy wants just a friends with benefits situation.
Yeah.
And you can't take the risk
if
you want to protect your
heart.
Don't
get me wrong. I think friends with benefits can work. But I think that can only work if both of the two people don't want to be together.
Ever.
Like, I think it would only work if, say that you, for example, if you did not want to be with this guy. If this guy came up to you and said, I want to be friends with benefits, yeah, it could work if you know, like, you'd be a shit boyfriend because of this. I don't want you to be my boyfriend.
No, I don't
want you to be that.
But I just want you for the physical.
Then I think it can totally work. And I've had friends that have said that and know that. So I do think it can work.
Defo.
If you don't want a relationship with that person.
Yeah.
Whereas you, in a dream world, want a relationship with this boy.
Yeah.
So it's not going to work. Because of course you're going to get attached. Of course you are. How could you not? And the chances are that he's going to maybe sleep with someone else or not
then
get his feelings.
You're going to get
and
hurt.
He's going to say to you, well, yeah, this is just friends with benefits. And
exactly.
You're going to be left like, well, yeah, I guess it is.
When you're friends with benefits, there's no exclusivity. He's
no.
not like loyal to you. You know, his willy is running wild
and also,
out there.
That's not safe.
That is also, I hope you're using
so,
protection.
GPs may need to be attended and protection needs to be used.
Pills.
So that's not safe, okay?
What have we got? Pills, condoms, coils.
Pills, condoms,
have you got
coils.
The pills, condoms, coils?
The PCCs.
The PC. Wait, what else is that? The implant.
The implant.
The implant, the pills,
you
coils.
You can get an injection as well.
Oh my God, you can get everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the implant, they make you feel sick for a while. Like, when
have
you first get it, it gives you
like,
really bad period pains.
I saw this thing on Facebook, so it's probably a load of shit.
Right.
But how, like, it is a load of rubbish, but there's a new contraceptive for men.
Oh, they are developing it, yeah.
And they can take it and it stops things from...
Oh, is it actually there now?
I don't think it's there yet.
Yeah, because I think what they're trying to do is create one that deactivates the semen.
Yeah.
So they can still ejaculate.
So
it's getting quite graphic here. They're trying to like...
I don't see how that's going to work, though.
Well, yeah, they've not done it yet.
Does it just stay in?
No, but it's like... So the little men that are in the seamen, swimmers, that they're just like not active. I think that's what it's trying to be. But like, how can you do? They're trying to
do
it.
How do you filter?
So it's like, you know,
yeah.
It's not like they're having to like hold it in. They can just release, but it's not going to make you pregnant. Well, there's still a chance.
There's always a chance. Okay, so
which one were we talking about?
The friends with benefits.
I'm thinking of just like
right. I think look, this is not going to go down well for you. Yeah, it might be fun like the first week, the first 2 weeks, the first 3 weeks, but at the end of the day, you are going to fall in love with him.
Already like him.
You already like him, exactly. Yeah. And maybe say to him, like, you could come back to him and say, no, I don't want to be friends with benefits, but I do like you. So
I'd
I want to get to know you on a serious level, like a serious, more exclusive level.
And see how he reacts.
And see how he reacts to that. Yeah.
The thing is, he's attracted to you, he's already slept with you. I mean,
exactly.
He wants some sort of relationship with
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Which is,
so maybe
you know.
He would want more of like a serious one. You should ask him. It's worth the question.
Just say, like, I don't really feel comfortable with that, you know.
And if anything, he'll be like, oh. That's quite cool. I respect that.
He'll appreciate your confidence.
Might even be like, hard to get.
He'd be
like it.
Oh, quite sexy.
Yeah.
They
Who
fucking
knows?
Love that, don't they?
Oh,
like,
they fucking
like
love
the
it.
Whole like,
oh,
fuck
hard
you.
To get.
Oh, I like it. You're making me chase.
Shut up, idiot.
Don't let them get the best of you when you are. Hey, girls.
Hey.
Been watching you for 2 years and so happy.
Wow.
You now have a podcast. That is so lovely.
That's amazing.
2 years is a long time.
2 years is a long time to put up with us.
To keep this short, I have basically been the side chick to this guy for a few months. Oh, my God.
Wow.
And he has had a girlfriend the whole time. Mm. I know this is really bad, but I'm really trying to distance myself from him now because I know he clearly doesn't respect me or her.
True.
I'm glad you know that. And I'm tired of being here when he fights with her or gets bored of her, etc.
Oh, my God. So
Ew.
He, like, comes to you when he's
Ew.
Bored.
What a little disgusting man. Anyway, what I'm struggling with is getting that sense of closure. Contacting him to talk would be a massive no-no, as we seem unable to have a civilized conversation that's platonic. But that doesn't matter. So what does it always turn sexual?
Yeah, like, they can't actually have a sit-down real
obviously
conversation.
Obviously the chemistry is
well,
crazy.
That kind of is the role as the side chick. I don't think he really wants.
So do you guys have any advice for getting over someone who was never really yours? I've blocked him on everything, but now feel like going crazy with other people on nights out.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah,
why don't
absolutely.
You do that?
But I feel like this might just be a distraction for myself from the fact that I can't have him.
Right.
Is it healthy to go single and wild for a bit?
Yeah.
Or if I have some me time, do you have any advice? I don't want to wallow in it all, but I don't know how to move forward without closure.
I think you've just got to realise that if his girlfriend wasn't there,
he's a bad man anyway.
I know. And
where
it's sort
are his
of
morals?
Like neither of you were like what he wanted because he clearly couldn't get everything from one person.
No.
So you obviously had things which his girlfriend didn't have and blah, 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 blah. So even if his girlfriend wasn't there, chances are slim that he'd
never
be
never satisfied.
With...
Like
exactly.
A horrible case of just him never being satisfied.
Yeah. So I would sort of, you're better off without him. And I feel like you know you're
thing
better
is,
off without
you
him.
You would never have wanted to be in a relationship with him anyway, because he's just going to do the same thing that he's done to this other girl. So count yourself lucky. You should wake up every day with a smile on your face, be like, oh,
literally,
thank God, I'm not seeing Jason anymore.
Best thing I never had.
Because he is a disgusting human.
You literally dodged a bullet.
You really
like,
did.
Yeah, you were like 2 months, like not a big deal. Like, get out of it. Like, you're at the end of the day, the girlfriend's still stuck in that.
That poor girlfriend.
Like, we need to feel sorry for her. Like, you're the one that's lucky. Like, you've got out of it.
Yeah.
Like, you should be like, woohoo, I'm free.
I think you should be. Because it's not like you've lost a good guy. Like,
no, yeah, exactly.
Like, you've lost a bad guy.
Exactly.
He's bad. What
like,
a bad man.
That's literally dead weight.
Literally.
That you've just, like, chucked.
So
it's amazing.
I think just try and get happy within yourself. Focus on yourself. Go out. If you see a guy you like, go for it.
Go for
it. You know, you're not tied down. Go,
of course
do
you're
what
not.
You want.
Yeah.
Do what you want. And I think it's absolutely fine to go single and wild for a bit.
Of course it is.
You know.
And also, like, with everything, like, time will heal.
Absolutely.
And right now you're probably thinking, oh, he's probably still with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you've got to think, like, his poor girlfriend.
He is, like, you do not want to be with
like,
him.
You do. You, and
no.
I feel like you know that. So just take comfort and remind yourself that. Don't want to be with him. He's a really bad guy. Like, he's... No. Yeah.
Like, yes, maybe.
You're lucky. You've got out of it.
Yeah. Maybe his willy was nice, but, like, that's probably all he's got going for him, so.
So, thank you, Ned.
Thank you, Ned.
This is interesting. I've recently got a message off of a girl saying that when my boyfriend had been out with his friends, he had been very flirty with her in a group situation.
Interesting.
He admitted to what was said, and I said I couldn't be with... Wow.
So he said, yes, I did flirt.
Yeah. He admitted to what was said, and I said I couldn't be with him anymore.
Good on you.
Wow. As I'm very loyal myself and don't agree with this behaviour. Since he has been really upset and regretful and putting in a lot of effort to try and win me back.
Okay.
I feel like this is a wake-up call for him and we could have a better relationship than before. Uh-huh. But I was insecure before and I feel like this will make me even more secure now. He says he wants to work on things no matter what it takes to build my trust again. Yeah. I believe he would never cheat or take it further than flirting, but I don't know what to do as I feel disrespected because I would never give my attention to anyone else.
I mean, I would feel disrespected.
Like, I think every girl would.
If a girl felt strongly enough about the flirting that it was crossing the line to come and tell you, it must have been quite severe flirting.
But then, like, flirting in a group situation, like, can it be that severe?
I mean, what was he doing exactly?
Could that just have been like a few cheeky comments, like a bit of banter
and like a wink
thrown across the group? Like, I think for you to break up with him, I was quite like, wow, okay, like that was quite a big move. Like,
definitely,
because it's not a bad thing. I mean,
it's not nice to hear.
No.
And I would hate it if my boyfriend did that. Yeah. I think most girls would, but like, for you to take it there, I think really shows.
Good on you.
Yeah. And it has given him a wake-up call. Because he's oh my God, like, why was he even talking to that girl?
Yeah. So you're saying, is flirting cheating? Like, should I get back with him?
I feel like there's just a fine line. Like, some people say, I'm just a flirty person. Like,
I've just got a flirty personality. Oh, I hate people that say that.
That's absolutely
I'm just a natural
not.
Flirt.
I just flirt with everyone.
No, you're not.
You do you?
I think this is totally up to you. Like, you say that you, like, I don't want you to go back in this relationship and feel really shit, really insecure. I don't want this to turn toxic. If now you don't trust him, you're going to be like, you're not going out. I'm coming if you're going out.
So maybe, like, it was a blessing in disguise. Because if you go back to that, you're going to be even more paranoid.
I know.
You're going to be like, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with?
I know.
Asking all the time, what do you do? Blah, 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 blah.
I know.
If you ever see, like, a girl, like, walk by on, like, a Snapchat.
And he looks at her.
You'll be going insane. Like, your mind's just going to be running wild. Or, you know, he's going to stick to his word, really what he really loves you, really wants to show you that you can trust him, blah blah blah.
And also, maybe he didn't realize he was doing anything wrong, just because I mean, like, flirting in like a group situation, I don't really think that's that bad. I wouldn't think, like,
it depends.
If it was me, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to break up with you.
Yeah.
Just so, but that's obviously on the individual. Yeah. Obviously, that really hit a sore spot with you.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, I'm done. I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't realize it was that severe in your eyes.
Or maybe
he thought, like, it's harmless. Like, I bet she flirts with boys when she's on nights out.
But maybe he was being secretive. Oh, thought, my girlfriend's not here.
Yeah.
I can
flirt with
you. And, you know, and have a bit of fun with you, have
so
a little flirt.
That's, I guess, you're the only one that knows that. Like, you know your boyfriend. Like, what's his personality, you know?
But I think, you know, talk to him. Like, you clearly still love him. He didn't do anything crazy, but you have every right to be angry. And
Absolutely.
You had every right to break up with him for that.
Yeah.
So I think it's totally down to you. Like, give it a go. Try and work on the trust and work on your insecurities. Or just let it go and start with someone new.
Start fresh with someone else.
Start fresh where you've got no trust issues at all. Because right now you have, like, you have trust issues.
Yeah. That's it. Bottom line, you have trust issues now in your relationship.
Yeah. You literally do. And they're very hard. Oh my God, we've been watching that new thing on Channel 4 called Sex Tape.
No.
Oh my God, everyone go watch it. It's amazing.
I saw this advertised and
what is this? It's incredible. So every episode, it's three couples.
Yeah.
Right? And each couple, you watch, like, there's cameras in their house for a week. And it's just like watching the chemistry and like watching their sex life because they all have issues with it.
Who watches it? Like, the couples watch it back.
So the three couples sit down and on the screen goes up like their sex tape and they will watch it.
All the three couples watch.
And with like a therapist woman.
Oh.
Yeah. And then like it's in turn like what their issues are. Like one of them, it was, this was quite a silly one, but it was this couple and their dog. They loved their dog so much. He was like their child.
Yeah.
But the dog was always fucking there. In their bed, sleeps in their bed. So when they start to have sex, the dog was...
No!
There's a clip. The dog is fucking right there.
No.
Literally,
you can't do that.
They are snugging. The dog is sat up.
Oh my God.
Literally so close to their faces, like watching. Because the thing is, the dog gets jealous because he wants the affection.
Oh my God.
And like literally this dog was walking all over them as they were like snugging and making
out. What the hell?
And then the dog was like just jumping on the furniture and then knocks them off.
Can you not put the dog downstairs?
I know. And then basically they were saying how the dog can get through the door when they close it. He can open it for some reason. I'm like, fucking put a lock on it.
Put a chair in front of it.
Honestly, you should have seen these clips of this dog. It was crazy.
That's insane.
I know. But it's good. So that they go through their issues and like some of them have like really bad trust issues.
Right.
And like some of them have cheated before. And like there was this one guy. Okay, quickly. It was this couple. And every time he'd go out, she'd be like, where have you been? He's like, just out.
What the
every
fuck?
Fucking time. He was like, I was just out.
Out just, where?
Yeah, he was just like dealing with business.
He
was getting back in at 3 a.m.
Who does he think he is?
And, yeah, and literally not giving her anything.
Dealing with
saying,
business.
I was dealing with business. I was just out. She's like, but where were you? I was out.
What the hell?
How crazy would that drive you?
Just tell me where.
And the thing is,
have people not got to find my friends these days?
I know.
Just look and find my friends.
I know. This guy had cheated on her before. He had gone to Ghana or something.
What?
To make money or something. No. He had a girlfriend. He went to Ghana and fucking started and cheated on her there with this other girl and blah, blah, blah. But then got back together. So they've got trust issues, but he's still acting like that. Anyway, you should all go watch this on Channel 4.
So back to this girl's dilemma. I mean, do you either start clean with someone else? It's whether you can really forgive and forget. We've said this
it's
before,
the levels
but
of,
it's
yeah.
like you don't want to go back into this relationship and sort of have this resentment towards him.
Yeah.
Like, be like, oh, you flirted with her.
You flirted with her.
Like, you obviously see other girls attractive. I'm not the only girl in the world to you, blah, 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 blah. So I feel like
I'm not the only one you see.
I feel like from the type of person that you sound like through this email, I feel like that's
agreed,
really going to affect
agreed.
You and you're not going to be okay with it. So I think
I wouldn't.
That, no. Yeah. So I think that you probably should maybe just look, it's ended, leave it ended, start fresh, someone new.
Then if in like 4, 5, 6 months time, you're like, God, I actually still love Alex, whatever.
Then maybe go,
you know, then maybe.
Just see what happens.
Yeah. Baby. Okay, will I be his girlfriend?
Da-da-dum.
Da-da-dum. Hello, ladies. I've been talking to this guy since February from Bumble. We have so much in
common.
Bumble
is just a dating app, right?
Yeah,
right.
And you know the thing about Bumble is
you can find friends on there. What's the app where you can find friends?
But Bumble, the girl has to message the guy first. It's a rule.
Oh my God,
the guy can never message the girl. I think that's how it goes.
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah, I think that's good. Because normally the girls like sit back and just
wait. Yeah, it's true. The girls have to make the move.
We have so much in common and we act like boyfriend and girlfriend. However, it's got to the point now where I'm like, is he going to make it official? I've dropped hints like when we're in public, if he goes to hold my hand, I say, only boyfriend and girlfriends can do that.
I think that's
only
really
boyfriends
good
can do that. To try and get, and he's like, oh, to try and get some sort of reaction or an answer. Doesn't work. Ha. What do I do? Do I ask him if it's on the cards or just wait it out? I don't want to be wasting my time. We act very exclusive when we are out and when we bump into his friends, they ask if we are official and he always looks at me to answer.
What?
And I obviously...
I couldn't be doing with that.
No. I'd be like, fucking man up and say what we are. I say no because we simply aren't. P.S. He's 23 and I'm 20.
You should just say yes and just shock him.
Just be like, yeah, of course
we
are.
Be like, yeah, it's my boyfriend.
We're dating. Like, we, you know. Right. I think with these
okay,
things.
Okay, sorry. What was she asking?
So she's just saying, like, should she wait it out or, like, ask him, like, when are we going to be boyfriend and girlfriend?
Ooh.
So she's been dating him since February. So that's February, March.
April, May. It's quite a while,
so June. It's almost 5 months. I feel like that is when you're getting to like the kind of...
Yeah.
You know, like serious now.
Yeah.
Like you've been dating for months now.
Are you dating exclusively?
I don't think they haven't had any sort of exclusive chat.
Right.
She said, we act very exclusive when we are out.
Right.
So they've not had any chat about commitment at all. They've
right.
not had any kind
okay.
of chat. But they hold hands and they go out, blah, 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 blah. And they act like boyfriend and girlfriend. So the thing is, like, you know when, like, if you're exclusive with someone, you are basically
boyfriend
and girlfriend.
And girlfriend.
But you're not even there.
You're not even so there. Like, you know, when that's why I'm confused.
So you know when it's a girl being like, we're exclusive, but I don't have a label. Like, you basically are. Just label yourself.
There is no difference between being exclusive and being boyfriend and girlfriend. There is zero difference.
Literally zero difference.
But you're not at the exclusive step yet.
But the thing is, like, I think he's a bit nervous because she's saying when they bump into his friends and they ask if we're official, he looks at her like, what are we? Like, he sounds,
this is hilarious.
Just from what I'm getting from this, he sounds
quite
like
shy.
Like you're the one, like he's scared that you don't want the commitment.
It seems like you have the dominant role in this relationship.
Really does. You're like, it actually does.
Okay, I mean, I don't know if you should necessarily ask him, like, when are you going to be my boyfriend?
Oi!
Yeah, like, propose to me.
Put a ring on it!
Yeah, I think maybe don't do that.
Honestly, I think the little jokes you're making,
I think
are, like,
they're the
perfect.
Good, yeah.
Only boyfriend and girls can do that. Like, he should react like, oh, maybe I'll make you my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why is he not playing around with that?
I think know.
That's what you should do to make it funny. Because it's like a weird time. Like, that
but
weird...
But also, like, come on, they have been, dating for 5 months. Like, why aren't you his girlfriend?
But it's like, come on, like, just commit, all right. Like, you obviously like me.
I know.
You wouldn't have stuck around for this long. So just tell me, like, I'm your girlfriend. Like, just tell me.
So what's she supposed to do?
I think just be like, I really fucking like you. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think just keep going with your little jokes.
Okay, no, I know what you need to do first of all is have a conversation. Are we exclusive?
Yeah.
Because hello.
Oh my God. Yeah, because you've not are you seeing anyone else?
Like that should have happened like 3 months ago.
Yeah, because
okay?
What if he's talking to other girls and you're thinking that you're going to be girlfriend and boyfriend?
I know.
Soon?
So like, I feel like you need to get that out for a start.
Yeah.
Like that can be his first push. Like you can say,
100%.
So are we exclusive? And then he can be like, yes. And then there, you're exclusive.
And also, maybe he's waiting for you to say, oh, I'm not seeing anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, for him to be like, oh my God,
neither am I. Yeah.
This is perfect. Maybe we should be boyfriend and girlfriend.
So yeah, I think definitely. Yeah. Do that first, and then that might push him in the right direction to be like, will you be my girlfriend?
I totally agree. Just be like, are you seeing anyone else? I'm not talking
keep
to anyone
keep it
else.
Chill, like, keep it fun.
Yeah.
Like, don't make it too serious. Don't put too much pressure on.
Yeah.
But just be like, oh, I'm not seeing anyone else. Like, are you seeing anyone else?
Yeah.
And if he's like, yeah, I'm seeing Becky, Chloe, and Louise.
I'm actually talking to quite a few women right now.
Yeah. I can't tie myself down right now. I'm a pretty busy man.
Then
be like, okay, bye.
Okay, see you.
But I don't think that's going to be the case.
No, I think he's just a bit nervous, honestly.
Me too, I do.
That was them all.
Oh my God, that was the last one.
That was them all, everybody. Episode 5.
Okay, episode 5 is complete.
Oh, we need quote of the week.
Oh, okay. So, quote of the week, we like this a lot. We put this on our Instagram a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And this says, life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful.
Agreed. So, and it's like the whole thing. It's like, you've had a bad day. But it's not a bad life.
Yeah.
That was the second one in there.
But it's true. Not ever. Like, you don't have to have the perfect job, the perfect relationship, the perfect friendships, the perfect home, the perfect car.
All at once.
To have like a wonderful life. Like life is a long journey. Like things come in and out,
you can't
up and down.
Expect to have everything. All the time.
Perfect. 10 out of 10.
Like right now. Like
no.
When you're only 18. Like
yeah.
Literally, life is a journey. And
yeah. So we'll leave you with that beautiful quote. Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed it.
And we'll be back next
Wednesday
with another episode.
What's Wednesday in French?
Mercredi.
That sounded so nice.
Amazing.
And follow us on The Girls' Bathroom. Follow us on Instagram
at
The Girls Bathroom.
And if you have any dilemmas that you want us to answer, please send them to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Or you can always be sending them in because
I had
just a few whenever
messages.
You want, just send them. We'll cover them all.
And I ideally do a subject just so we know briefly what we're getting into.
Do you know what? That's absolutely fantastic.
That would just be a good summary for us.
If we could have that from you,
that would be amazing. So yeah, we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.